views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone. Before we take those calls, happy new month of February, everyone. We just got into 2018. January's gone, and here is the new month of February. So, did you feel the effects of the last week's lunar eclipse? You know, lunar eclipses shine a light behind the scenes on things that we just can't see yet, although we may not be aware of it. The lunar eclipse is often mysterious. It sparks synchronistic events that start to stir miraculous opportunities and connections to fulfill our desires. You know, we may not realize it, but the subtle nature of this lunar eclipse acted like an electric current of energy that actually started to change the very nature of ourselves. And it did this because it was getting us ready for what will physically manifest for us when we experience the solar eclipse on, of all days, Valentine's Day, February 14th. And with Valentine's Day near on the horizon, the Posse of Angels wants to focus their attention on this love, on the love this month, starting with today's topic. Love, our most amazing gift. You know, it was some time ago that I bought my beloved twin flame husband, Pete, a card. And within that card, just to tell him that I loved him, and there was a little card inside that gave a recipe for love. And the ingredients of this recipe were 2 cups of choice, one box of commitment, 7 teaspoons of dedication, a full cup of giving, 1 bottle of intimacy, and a pinch of magic. The preparation of the recipe was to place 2 cups of personal choice into your heart, mix it with a lifetime of commitment, and allow some time to pass until it begins to rise Add constant dedication, embrace a path of generosity, create a sense of intimacy, accept your partner and allow them to be who they are. Sprinkle magic to enhance the sweet flavor of romance and let the sparks fly and enjoy every moment. Now, having made this recipe with Pete for the last 14 years of marriage, I can tell you that it tastes pretty good. And while this recipe is certainly about romantic love, there are many forms of love on the planet. You know, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that love is the strongest force in the universe. No matter what we believe in, we all have this amazing ability to open our hearts to others and love them, regardless of things like their race, their color, and their beliefs. Knowing that we all come from God, the most lovable source in the universe, I did ask the Posse of Angels, why on earth would anyone choose to withhold love? Well, the Posse of Angels is sharing with us that while there are many reasons why people choose to not love one another, they said that ultimately the reasons do not matter. For all of the reasons we give for not loving another can be traced back to not loving ourselves and not connecting to God within. In order to love another unconditionally, we must first choose to connect with unconditional love for ourselves, for this is our divine, inherent, eternal nature. And that's what our divine, eternal nature would choose. And it matters not if we think that somebody done us wrong, speaks badly about us, judges us, or any other reason. For the reason was co-created. We created it with that other soul in the first place to see if we would still choose to love unconditionally, regardless of anything else. You know, when we choose to open the door to our hearts, it makes many of us feel unsafe and vulnerable as we lose control of what will enter. But you know what? In the majority of cases, in order to experience the most extraordinary feelings of love, we need to open ourselves wide to receive without conditions or restrictions, and to allow the love inside of us to flow forth freely and absolutely unconditionally. Now, the Posse of Angels is adding that the world truly got so far off track because we allowed ourselves to forget who we are. By seeing ourselves as anything other than love, and by continually searching for love outside of ourselves, it allows for those things that are not of the light of God to define us. When we cross over from the physical to our one true home behind the veil of forgetfulness, as my second novel is called, in spirit, we will realize that the devil does not exist, and that underneath any illusions or contrary beliefs, we are all goodness and love. These illusions that we were anything but love came from an insane world, which was devoid of love, and it programmed many to act insanely. The illusion of us being anything less than love itself comes from our attitudes and our perceptions, in which we have allowed ourselves to be hijacked by the programming that assured us to accept anything other than love. This programming came from the perpetuation of agendas that included things like us against them, the belief that one group was right and another group was wrong, one group being good and another group being bad. All that this way of thinking does is to keep us on a constant carousel that perpetuates and supports fear, isolation, disharmony, and exclusion. All these things do is to go counter to our gift of love. In a world where so many of us have created realities which are devoid of love and filled with things like judgment and fear and blame and hatred and exclusion, the simplest way to experience a connection to all the love in the universe can be accomplished merely by putting our focus and our attention on love. Underneath all the different layers of things that have done, that we've experienced, the beneficial and non-beneficial choices that we may have made, underneath whatever regrets and resentment, bitterness, not forgiving, judgment that we have chosen to perpetuate, the fact is that underneath anything and everything there, we are pure energy of love. We always have been, and we always will be. And although our programming on the planet has seen many of us merely reacting to life, giving our power away, and searching outside of ourselves for our answers, the only things that will save our divided world is for us to finally remember to live in direct alignment with our greatest power of all, which is love. This is so because love is the deepest form of who and what we all are. This deep energy within all of us transcends sexual orientation, genders, cultures, belief system, faiths, and any other illusion that we choose to hold on to that separates and divides us instead of bringing us together. In fact, any justifications, any rationalizing, or any excuses of why we choose not to give love, it actually goes counter to our God-given gift of giving and receiving love. Simply put, the more love that you choose to focus on in your life, the more love you will experience and see in your life. Love makes us whole. It completes us. It gives us clarity, contentment, peace, and joy. By choosing to gift ourselves that internal love that has been there all along, refusing to focus on anything, then that love will be projected externally to the universe. This is because love changes who we are, or who we think we are. For when we choose to have love for ourselves, we have self-worth, and we feel worthy, and we feel deserving. When we allow ourselves to be clear enough to see the love in ourselves, we then become clear enough to see the love in others and in the world. Now, the Posse of Angels is saying that when we choose to see ourselves as love, we allow happiness to settle upon our heart. It's from this divine connection to our love within that we begin to experience our true potential. You know, when I personally came home to the divine within myself and decided to radiate that love to the world, my whole life, the people who I drew to myself, and the opportunities that manifested, they became reflections of that love which I held within. By consciously choosing to make my every thought, my every word, my every feeling in my heart come from that place of love, I created an energetic force within that became a vibration that touched everything with love. I'm constantly singing a joyous song of love, of remembrance, of my divine connection to Source. I help the world and so many others remember their song of divine connection. Here they come. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that by living this way, what we are actually doing is we remember our true essence and we trust what lives in the deepest core of who we are. By trusting our true essence within, we no longer are affected by negativity, violence, the division and hatred that so much of the world chooses to keep perpetuating and focusing on. By living from our divine core and always coming from a state of love, we stop looking for our identity and our recognition from the outside world. You know, listeners, the truth is that finding ourselves and our acceptance from the outside world has never worked, because love cannot be found outside of ourselves. It is an inside job. Being the reflection of the most loving source of all, we were always meant to influence the world rather than the world influencing us. The key to the golden age of ascension and peace on planet Earth is and always has been love. No matter what the question is, the answer is always love. If you are weary and exhausted, love. If you feel slighted by someone, love them. If you're totally spent, depressed, and your life seems to be without purpose, then love. In fact, whatever we are faced with, love, and then love even more. My clients who have been depressed were immeasurably helped out of their depression by following my suggestion to go and love and help someone less fortunate than themselves. And believe me, no matter how low we seem to be, there's always someone worse off than we are. Through all of life's history, we have defined ourselves through things like greed and division, control, fear, blame, judgment, and hatred. And as the inhabitants of planet Earth are shifting to encompass more light and love, we are seeing the results of those energies of hate over eons of time being played out in the world, finally, in order to be acknowledged and thanked, cleansed, and finally released. It's now time on our beautiful planet to divine ourselves by love. And by doing this, we will experience a new world emanating from pure love. You know, one of my most cherished experiences of love was with a beautiful client of mine who I met when I lived in the Pacific Grove area of Monterey Bay in 2008. I received a call from a 76-year-old lady who had been diagnosed with cancer, and she wished to have Reiki sessions to boost her immune system. Now, in the first session, she explained that her past year of chemotherapy had drained and depleted her greatly, and that it was hard for her to have enough energy to do the simplest of tasks. When I asked her to tell me about herself, she slowly replied, "That's very difficult because I don't know who I really am." In sharing the story of her life growing up in Dublin, Ireland, she told me that in the year that her mother died, she turned 8, and her alcoholic father started to molest her and her 10-year-old sister. They would dread nightfall because their father would return from work and begin to drink, clinging to each other in their bed, the anticipation and utter dreading of the sexual abuse that was going to happen was sometimes worse than the very act itself. One day, after 2 years of this ongoing abuse, her sister waited for their father to leave for work, and they grabbed some food and clothing and ran away. Cutting their long hair and changing their names, they lived on the streets of Dublin. Prostituting themselves, they survived amongst the rats and horrendous conditions. When she was 18 years of age, she met an American man who took pity on her and asked her to marry him. Traveling across the ocean to go live in the United States answered her prayers for God to send someone to rescue her. But she soon learned that it was not the dream come true that she thought it would be. As soon as they were wed, the abuse began. Being brought up by his own alcoholic father, her husband had a sharp tongue and a controlling fist that kept Maggie submissive as she silently hid behind her beautiful light green eyes and kept silent. And while it was a pretty loveless marriage, she explained that she was very proud that she had been a dutiful, obedient wife and looked after her husband and saw it through to the end when her husband passed away a few years ago. After feeling the effects of the loving, angelically driven Reiki energy sessions, she said that she finally felt like she had been forgiven by God for all the horrible things she did as a prostitute. Over a three-month period during our weekly sessions, Maggie cathartically released a great deal of pain and suffering. Several weeks later, I received a call from Maggie's daughter, and she asked if she could come and visit when she delivered the sad news that her mother had passed away. When I began to cry, she said that in all her mother's life, and in all her life, she had never seen her mother as joyful, as contented, and peaceful as she had become since our sessions together. And she then handed me a letter from her mother. In the letter, Maggie thanked me and said that in our time together was the most loving and caring experience in her whole life, and that she could honestly say that as a result of meeting me at almost 80 years of age, it was the first time in her whole life that she truly was able to feel and experience love from another human being. My time with Maggie taught me that love is the greatest healer of all, and that healing does not mean that one's client will not cross over. I learned that whatever the emotional and physical illness that is in the body is simply an indication of how far the person is away from love for themselves. When clients are too angry and sad to love, I love them. When they are too scared to love, I love them. When they are too weary and have lost their hope, their trust, and faith, I love them. I never dictate to God and the angels what is the outcome for the giving of this love to others, for the result of their healing is determined between them and God, not me, for my job is simply to love them. So, during this Valentine's Day month, take this month and focus on all the ways love either shows up or does not show up in your life. It could be a love of Mother Nature. If it's not romantic love, it could be the love of a very dear friend. Love for your blessings, that you have food to eat, eyes to see, ears to hear. A love for the help that God and the angels are always sending us. Listeners, all we need to do is to focus on love, and then we will truly see it expand in our lives. Before we go to the break, you have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on its lovely home of Transformation Talk Radio. Now, before we go to the break, I have already pulled two cards asking the Posse of Angels, give us a little bit more insight on this month of love that they are centering on. And out of this lovely out of this lovely deck, it's called backwards, the Druid Animals Oracle deck. I chose the seal. And there's the seal, there's a beautiful rainbow. And on the floor, this message came out. The message to the lovely card, the seal, is: the seal speaks of the longings in our heart of true love, of a sense of humanity and goodness. In the end, these things should be the determining factors in any of our choices. Opening ourselves to the promptings of the unconscious, the divine feminine, the soft, the receptive, the yielding in our hearts. This is where our dreams and longings will be transformed, transmuted, healed, and will allow for more love to enter into our lives. So thank you, Mr. Seeley, for coming in and being such a wonderful confirmation about our gift of love. The next card I drew from my lovely deck, which is called the Oracle of E. Where is that? It's back there. But there's the book for it. I absolutely love this deck. It's called the Oracle of E. And the card that I've chosen is Superhero. It's a 31 card, which is a 4. Superhero reads, right now you've got superhuman strength. The truth is, you always do. But most of the time, you don't need it. Why bother? Everything's rocking along just fine. But, listeners, you're about to learn just how cool and how strong and how amazing you really are. And what they're focusing on is the upcoming solar eclipse and how this is going to open up the avenues, the fulfillment of our desires and dreams coming in, and for us to have the courage and the strength to value ourselves and to step forward when it happens. So there are two cards for us to take some more of their lovely messages into the month of February. We will come back after this short break, and we will take some of your calls for that free angel reading. See you after the break.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, Angelic Walk-In Angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Just want to mention that if you are interested in my lovely, remarkable books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, the sequel to One True Home, which is I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which describes my angelic walk-in experience, which I had on January 11th of 2003, when the former soul of Claire Candy walked out of the body, and I, Angel Ariel, walked in. Please go to my website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, and you'll see my services and lots of lovely things there. So without further ado, let's go to our first caller. We have Julia. Julia is in Florida. Julia, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well. Nice to hear from you again.
Thank you. Wow, that's an amazing story that, you know, she got the healing right at the end and
yes.
She doesn't have to take all that with her and, you know.
Yeah, she was able
to. We don't work out in this life that, you know, we kind of bring it back to work on it next time. So what a gift that she doesn't have to experience that again.
Absolutely. Actually, we met with very dear friends of ours for a very extended lunch on Saturday, and this was a topic of conversation. One of the people in this lovely group did not realize that, you know, when you crossed over, you completely transformed and transmuted everything, and that you basically were given a harp and a halo, and then everything was fine. And I said, no, you slot in energetically to whatever energy that you are carrying. And everybody on that level is of that same resonance. And there is no contrast. So the only way to really transmute that is to come back and live in a dualistic reality, which is the one of the physical dimension, to see how your decisions and choices really impact others, so you can have the full experience of that. And then this person said, oh my gosh, I don't want to take all of this, you know, over to the other side with me. I really should get very busy in the last, you know, I don't know how many years I have left on the planet.
It's so funny, because it's like you think you're working on stuff, and, you know, people talk about the onion, that just when you peel off one layer, there's, you know, the next layer. So sometimes it's a little frustrating because you feel like, you know, when is it end?
Julia and everyone else, I always like to say, when you're on this, when you step on the spiritual path, no matter how, what you call yourself, a guru, a shaman, a whatever, no matter how many self-help books you've read or how many certifications you have or what your experience is, we are always at the beginning, because it is an endless process about us, you know, connecting to the divine and learning so much. Because if we knew everything, then what's the point of even existing?
True. Yep. Oh, goodness. Well,
yes.
What brings me to your show today is I'm still looking to relocate. And instead of just picking a place, I think that maybe I should look at it. Everybody says everything's energy, so maybe I should look for the energy that I want to experience, a higher or a more compatible energy, as far as, you know, the next place I want to move to, because I'd really like to attract in more happiness and joy and fun and, you know, more than I've been experiencing for a while. So I want to be able to shift into that.
Right.
So, I've got a couple places in mind, actually three. I'm living in Florida now, in the middle of the state. The three areas that I'm considering is like up in the panhandle, which is northern Florida.
Uh-huh.
So that's up into the west. And also I'm thinking of possibly like South Carolina or North Carolina. So I was hoping maybe the angels can guide me to which of these areas might be the best fit for me to kind of launch into a
okay.
better experience.
Okay,
so
the first, the,
I'm
Julia, sorry, the first
better.
The first one you said was
northern Florida.
That was a no. I also got you said North Carolina, and also South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Okay, they like yeah. South Carolina. They're saying that, you would do much better if you were near the coast.
Yes, that's
yes.
perfect, because that's exactly where I want to be, closer to the water.
Okay, they're saying that things are going to dramatically shift for you. Start getting very excited about South Carolina, and looking in areas. Now, do you have any areas in South Carolina that you can ask them about?
Actually, I was thinking of Charleston. It's one of the larger cities, but I would go like in the suburbs, you know, so
right.
Close enough to go to the city to do things, but not live in the city because I'm not.
But they love that. They love that. Oh my gosh, they're dancing up and down. Let me just pick up this card from the floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Charleston, it is. Okay, the first card that just popped out was the Knight of Pentacles. And this is the card not only of hard work and diligence, but, you know, now that we're talking about a job and your abundance, they're definitely saying that this will lead to a new career, a new job or a new opportunity for you. And they love this. They love this. I'm just seeing there's wheat in the back, and the wheat is always the sign of abundance. And they're just saying, and this the gentleman here is on the back of a turtle, and he says, and they're saying, Julia, take yourself down to South Carolina. It's Charleston. The next card, it's lovely. It's lovely. Okay, next card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Spring. Oh my gosh! And this is the Queen of Cups.
Beautiful.
The Queen of Cups is that emotional fulfillment. And that isn't that nice? They're saying you'll find your joy near the water. You'll find your joy near the water. And they're saying that this looks like it's going to manifest in the springtime. The next card coming out for you is the Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords is the da-da-da-da, is take action. So they're definitely saying get on the internet, start looking at different suburbs around Charleston, and you know, in these energies, Julia, whatever we truly focus on and believe with all of our hearts, it's going to come to us. So I hope that's been helpful for you. Please do keep us informed about what, you know, what transpires for you and what wonderful things start to open up as you follow your path down to South Carolina or up to South Carolina. And also to the and also to be closer to the beautiful shoreline.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I love the angels that, you know, they can help us, you know, especially when we're facing, you know, big decisions, because I mean it's a huge thing to move on your own and to start all over. So thank you.
It is. But you won't be alone for long, because Now that we've had this conversation, your angels are already setting up opportunities and connections for when you land in your beautiful new suburb, in your new home. So I'm sending you lots of love, and take care of yourself.
Thank you. Thank you
Bye.
So much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that lovely? And that, you know, so many things, everyone, with the solar eclipse happening, it's going to shine a light on the fulfillment of our desires. Where do we want to live? Where do we, jobs or opportunities or careers do we want to do? All we need to be is open to receive, and just the most amazing things will come in for us. Let's go to our next caller. We have Charlene in British Columbia. Charlene, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Good morning, Claire. I'm fantastic. I have this thing that I always say, love is loving, or we can change it, living omnipresence vibrational energy. But I like to say loving omnipresence vibrational energy, because we all are love. We just fall out of alignment sometimes. my question is, I lost my father last year, and I actually took some time off and then went back to work and fell really ill last August. And I've been off work since, dealing with physical pain. I'm sort of like on the fence with my career. Now, before I ended up off work last August, I actually took a promotion and never even got to step into the promotion. Mm-hmm. Now, I know who I am, but I am a student right now. So I am asking the angels. I feel like I'm almost blocking myself. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, well,
like I'm trying to work with Reiki, and I've worked with Reiki. I've gone for healing to move my chakra energy. I take the steps, but it's almost like I'm in total exhaustion.
Right, and you have to allow yourself to be exhausted, because this is a really important time for you. Because they're saying that a lot of the issues that you had with your dad were not resolved before he passed, mm-hmm. and they were exacerbated and really brought to the surface when he crossed over. So what they're doing, if you want to bring your optimal job to yourself, a job, a career, something you do which you absolutely are passionate about, Charlene, and you absolutely love doing, you wouldn't want it to come in before these things are resolved.
Okay.
You have attachment and expectation as to what you think you should be doing. And the posse of angels are saying, please, beloved Charlene, you need to make yourself absolutely naked and bare now. And remember when my dad crossed over 2 years ago, the former soul's dad, although he was a mentor to me, Angel Ariel, in past lives as well. Even though I cleared everything, it was just heartbreaking not to have him physically around. Although I've written books about, you know, how we live on and... But when it happens to you and their physicality is gone, it is just so rivetingly sad. And even if you have resigned and brought into alignment all of those energies. So anyway, they're saying, please drop all expectations and attachments as to how you think life should show up for you. And what things should be. Because the more that you will allow for God and the angels to co-create this extraordinary with you, this extraordinary existence, because what you're doing now, and you've shifted to such a level or to such a vibrational frequency that you can't accept compromise and settle for less anymore. Because, you know, your soul knows what it needs in order to be its most happy and its most abundant and radiantly illuminating and shiny for yourself and the planet. So physically, do you still have physical problems? Or is it just the weariness?
I'm feeling it more in my legs. The Reiki healer actually said she could feel it in my legs. And then I thought, well, and I had a lot of energy, like just almost like electric energy coming out of my feet. But when she did the last Reiki session, I saw complete golden divine light. Like my eyes were closed, but the whole room lit up. And she said, you're a light worker. And I said, well, whatever label you want to put it, I know I am a child of God, and I know that I am divine love. And I am seeking whatever avenue, I'm open to anything, because this is my time of healing.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So I have no idea.
There's also a, I was just about to say that there's also a fear of moving forward. There's a fear of bringing, I don't know if you're addressing any of your spiritual gifts in a professional way, but they're saying there's a fear of doing that because you've been destroyed in other past lives from doing this work. I don't know if you're doing it in any kind of a professional vein.
Yes, I was giving, because I do readings, right? I've done it since 2011, but I've done it on Facebook for free, and I've totally stopped that now. Because I've focused on, I work in an industry which is a huge company, right? Mm-hmm. It's totally opposite of that.
Right, and that's where a lot of this dis-ease is in the body, because we can't do anything more anymore that goes counter to the little girl inside of you that wants to be joyful. She wants to be doing something that she loves doing, and she doesn't want to compromise anymore. So on one hand, we want to experience that heaven on earth, that joy, that happiness. On the other hand, we go into fear. How am I going to make how am I going to make a living doing that? You know, and we attach all kinds of expectation and attachment to that, and we destroy that from ever happening. Again, we can't do anything anymore that we feel is settling for less. Because I've often told my clients, if you had all the money in the world and all the certification in the world, would you be doing that job? And they said, absolutely not. And I said, well, you're pure potential. You're pure potential, and your abundance is your nature. And so every time you're doing that and you're taking the crumbs of life, then you're saying it's okay for the universe to send you more crumbs, and you end up living a crummy life. Crummy in that you compromise and you settle for less. And they're saying, beloved, do not settle for less. Please don't. Instead of stepping down, elevate yourself up. And when you elevate yourself, then what naturally happens is you conspire with the universe to bring you the next level up. They want you to value your gifts and value what you do. Don't worry about clients. Don't worry about numbers. Don't worry about anything like that. All you worry about is the joy, because that's the abundance that's going to bring the connections and opportunities in all different forms to help sustain you in order to keep that abundance going.
Yeah, because what was happening since 2010 is I've been manifesting in win, but when I win things, I give them away, because a lot of times I don't need them, but I can see where somebody else spontaneously needs joy in their life, so I would keep posting it on Facebook. I think a lot of my old friends fell away because they couldn't understand how I could draw that to me, but I understood it, but I realized...
Hello, are you there?
I realized my gifts during that time, and
yes. This is all about go on.
Is love. My gift is love, and I realized that I was love.
Absolutely. And I'm just gonna, we have about 4 or 5 minutes to go for
I'm
the end
let
of the
you
show.
Go.
No, but I really do want to read these cards. The main point of this, and it's gonna be helpful for all of us, is that to value what you have been doing is showing. And I taught Reiki for many years, and it says in Reiki that the energy must be valued. You can, or you can barter with somebody, or you can swap, but you have shown the universe that you do not value what you do, because nothing was coming back in return. And by not opening to receive and giving things away, it's not to say that giving is bad, because it's not bad, but that you didn't accept this closed you down, and so many other things were closed down for you. Your cards are absolutely wonderful. Your first card is the wish card, which is the Nine of Cups, and the Nine of Cups always tells us that a wish will be granted for you, but this wish cannot be granted if you do not value yourself and if you're not open to receive. And a lot of this illness is about bringing into divine alignment the unconditional love for your dad, no matter what he did. It didn't have to do with you. It had to do with him and his programming and his ancestral line or whatever. So bring it back into alignment to unconditional love and forgiveness. The next card that's coming out for you is the recognition card for your skills and your talents and your abilities. But the universe cannot do these things if you do not do them first. If you're still compromising and settling for less than anything that is not unconditional love and forgiveness, and also valuing and respecting and honoring yourself. And the third card in this deck is called the Fairy of Bride, which is the Lover's card. And then you will have the choice. This love that you will create will then create the choices of those lovely things coming in for you. It's just like a roadmap, this beautiful little reading that you've had about recognition and valuing yourself. So, Charlene, I'm so glad you called in today. Thank you.
Thank you so much, and bless you. You're beautiful. You're a beautiful spirit.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And we've got a few moments left. Let's go to Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, and how are you?
I'm doing well. I see you going over water.
I wanted to know what my message is, because I'm going on a journey for a while.
Oh, you're going on a journey. Oh, my gosh. While I'm shuffling the cards, I'm seeing dolphins and I'm seeing whales doing a jig.
Yay.
They are dancing. They are doing like a wiggle. And they're saying,
I'm covered in goosebumps.
they're saying, we have missed you. Welcome back to our wonderful, wonderful friend, Beth. It's good, making me cry. Oh, my gosh.
Me too.
These whales and these dolphins have missed you so much. While I'm shuffling, the posse of angels are saying, this is going to be a trip like no other trip before. And it's because you are so vastly different. You've brought so much into alignment. You've brought so much into heavenly alignment, that this trip is going to be even more magical than you ever could possibly imagine. Oh my gosh, it's just got so much fairy dust and beautiful light around it. Not that previous trips didn't do before. The first card for you is the Burning Oak, and this is the Tower card. They're saying that there will be a feeling like a newness, like a rebirth, like a renewal that's going on. Something will happen. The solar eclipse is going to be even more powerful in the location that you're going. And they're saying to do a ritual or something around this, because this is going to bring amazing things into your life. The next card that's coming in for you is the Four of Pentacles. Now, also the Four of Pentacles is usually the card about holding on too tight. And they're saying that whatever this is, this magical experience, it's going to open you up to release even more. And the last card that's showing up for you, oh, isn't that beautiful, is the Page of Cups. Is this moment of you? It's almost like tears of joy and gratitude just stream down, and it's like weeping, weeping for this this new rebirth that you're going to be experiencing. So I just feel so joyful for you. And when you get there, please do say hi to the whales and the dolphins for me.
I will. And thank you for such a loving reading. And I love the story you told in the beginning. It made me cry. And I've been crying through your show. It's just so beautiful and so much love. Thank you so much for being.
Thank you. Thank you, Beth. I love you, too. Take care.
Love you, Beth.
Bye-bye. And that just about wraps up our show today. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to everyone for tuning in and referring and recommending others to the show. Please do go to the Angel Healing House website where you can see my books, my services, and my meditation CD. It's www.angelhealinghouse.com. And please do remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and, as always, angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take care, everyone. Bye.